Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to My Subaru. My name is Adam, and today I'm going to begin a series of devotions that I'm calling God and Politics. That's right, I'm going to dip into the very dangerous waters of talking about God and politics. And I can't imagine a more important subject to talk as we are just a couple of weeks away from one of the most divisive elections, perhaps, since the Civil War. And so, I know some of you are very passionate about politics, and some of you worship together, and you have strong disagreements about who should win this next election. And so, my hope is that over the next couple of weeks, as we walk through some scripture and look at how it relates to politics, that you will, and I'll be right up front here, this is my agenda. My goal is not to convince you to change teams, not to convert you to become a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or an Independent. My hope is that you will fall in love with Jesus. Or perhaps for some of you, that you would fall back in love with Jesus. See, here's the truth of it. Politicians will try to use Scripture, use religious beliefs, use God to try to convince people that Jesus would certainly be on their side. For example, Jesus is always right. Certainly he would be right. Certainly he would vote right. Jesus, if he lived today, would be a Republican, right? Or perhaps take this position. Jesus went around healing people. He fed people. He taught people. He never charged. He didn't leverage all of his miracles, the way he fed people and the way he healed people and the beautiful things that he taught people that we still embrace today, to find some way to make himself rich by it. So certainly, college should be free, right? All schooling should be free. Certainly, school lunches should be free. Healthcare, absolutely, that's an American right. Jesus, if he lived today, would be Democratic and support free healthcare for all. Or how about this position? Doesn't the Bible say that the truth shall set you free? And didn't Paul teach that we are to live quiet lives and to work hard and that the government should stay out of our lives individually and corporately? Wouldn't Jesus today be a libertarian? Didn't Jesus teach that all rich people are going to hell? I think that's in the Bible somewhere, right? And didn't the early Christians, the wealthy ones, didn't they sell their land, which had been in their family for generations? And didn't they take that money and give it to the church so that all Christians, both rich and poor, would have everything in common? Wouldn't Jesus be a socialist or perhaps a communist today? You got to laugh almost at the way politicians and some Christians will use Scripture to support their position, because certainly Jesus would be on their side. Everyone wants Jesus to be on their side. For example, listen to this scripture in Luke chapter 22. Jesus says, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Hey, Second Amendment, man, right to bear arms. But what about this verse in John 18? Wait, Jesus tells Peter to put his sword down. See, here's the truth. No matter where you stand on the political spectrum, you can probably find a verse that would support your position and your stand. But let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus did not come to take sides. He came to take over. But it starts with him taking over your life. So do you tend to see the world? Do you tend to see politics through the lens of faith? Or is it the other way around? Do you tend to see faith through the lens of culture or the lens of politics? See, my hope is over the course of these devotions, over the next couple of weeks, that you will begin, if not already, develop a healthy biblical view of the world. And so, with that said, may the Lord bless you May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, Republican, Democratic, Libertarian, Independent. And may the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. God bless you guys. I'm looking forward to digging into this a little bit. And I invite you, if you have questions, if there's things that you want me to address specifically, then please reach out to me and let me know. And I'd love to be able to do that. So God bless you guys. Have a great day. I look forward to being with you again soon.